listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Michael, and I'm back. And I'm telling you, it's great to be right here with you. Oh, yeah. Had a hell of a week. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let me introduce my unbelievable better half, who did a great job last week sitting in for me.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Lynn Golder, you were fantastic last week. I was very proud of you, honey.
It was fun. Right, Chris?
You already know.
No, I mean, we had fun last
no,
week.
No, we had a fantastic time.
We
Mike, we did a good job. And Lynn, I mean, she held it down. So
yeah, she did. Yeah,
Mike,
she did.
I got to commend you. Well, you did a fantastic job.
Yeah, thank you. And hey, Glenn, we miss you.
Yep. And sitting next to my better half, is Blind Man Gary.
Hello,
he likes
hello.
To call himself Blind Man Gary, so I just said his name is Gary Sinclair.
That's the first time you call me Blind Man Gary.
You're my buddy. So
it feels good.
We were talking about that last week.
Hey, if there's any objections out there, let us know, but I hope there ain't, because I've been called Blind Man Gary for years.
He likes to call himself
He instigated it, actually, right?
And it says Blind Man Gary on my right forearm, too, tattooed.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Let me just tell you, okay, before we get started, the phone number here to call us in, which I hope you do.
You remember?
Got a lot to talk about. Yeah, I remember the phone number. Phone number is 407 894-1680.
Woo-hoo! See, I remember. You got it, Chris.
407-894-1680.
I got one more for you, Michael.
Yeah.
If the people can't receive us on the radio waves in 1880, they can dial 518-712-0057.
Oh, my God. Mike, how do you how do y'all remember that?
I've been practicing all week.
I have to look it up.
Tell what that number is, Gary, because you're just saying that's another number, but it's a number that
it's
you
amazing.
Can call.
You can't, it's only for listening only. You can't call and talk onto it. But to receive our show, it is 518-712-0057.
And they can listen on their phone.
Or you can listen on your phone,
absolutely.
Too, on your apps.
It's called Zeno Radio, WOKB.
That's
Zeno
one
Radio.
Thing you can do, but also if you have an app to your phone,
absolutely.
You can listen on the phone anywhere you're at without calling anywhere.
Right.
So there's no reason not to listen to the show.
All you have to do, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Give the website.
So listen on the website, what do they call in? If they're listening on their phone apps, they're in Chicago. What do they have to do?
All they have to do is just go to tunein.com, or you can go to wokbradio.com and tune in on your phone, and it'll pull right up just for you. And you can listen in live, and you can go to another cellular device or another phone number if you want to call in, but keep it up on your phone, too. That way you can just call in on your cousin's phone because you got them listening, too.
All right, so now here's the question that somebody would like to call in and help me. Because I got a situation
this is Michael's moment.
Going on right now, and maybe you can help me. Because I think Lynn told you last week what was going on with my body, the latest thing. It's a kidney stone. And let me tell you, if you ever have one, you don't want one. A kidney stone. They are too much. To make a long story very short with my kidney stone, it went, it came, and I'm hoping it's gone, but we don't know it's gone.
So what's your question to the audience?
So I'm going to tell you my audience. Let me tell you the situation so you'll understand. I had a CAT scan.
An ultrasound.
Ultrasound. Okay. Now, during this week of going through this unbelievable pain that you take all kinds of pain medicine, which I was on, that totally drugged me. What was the name of that medicine I was on?
Hydrocodone.
Hydrocodone.
That's
let me tell you something.
That's why I didn't come last week.
That's
what?
Why I didn't come last week. I was doing loop-de-loops.
That makes you goofy.
Yeah.
It makes you very goofy.
He just was so tired he couldn't hold his
but
head up.
But not only that, you feel that your legs feel like bricks. You don't feel like getting out of bed. You don't feel like talking.
So I told him to stay home.
I didn't feel like, Gary, I didn't even feel like eating. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. You told me that, and I couldn't believe it.
I didn't feel like eating. I didn't feel like doing nothing. Absolutely.
You didn't want two Philly cheesesteaks, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Yeah. So here's the story of the moment. Friday, I went in for a ultrasound, and they said my kidney's swollen. But right now, couldn't see the kidney, the stone. So the doctor says it's still there. Okay. Now, this weekend, I've been drinking so much water, it's unbelievable. And Lynn gave me a new thing. What was that new thing you gave me inside the water?
Oh, apple cider vinegar. I read that helps break up the kidney
stone.
So
I've been drinking that nonsense. And anyway, I think it passed. I think it passed. I think. Because I have no pain whatsoever. None. But the doctor still wants to see me on Monday, which is tomorrow. The story is, he wants to operate. So the question is this. If you folks out there ever had one, or what's your opinion, is right now, if it left me and I feel no pain whatsoever, right now, I'm in good shape right now. But he wants to see me tomorrow. And what I'm hearing in the grapevine, that he wants to operate because he said it'd still be there. Now, he don't know it passed last night or a couple nights ago. But the question is, would you let him operate if it's nothing there or what? What would your verdict be? Because the point being is, that's the whole thing. Because he's going to say to me, I got to operate because we still think it's there. We don't know it's there. And the only way we're going to find out is we operate to find out if it's gone.
Well, there's one other option there, Michael. And I've heard, I had a friend that had it real bad too. They put him in a tank like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, no.
And they pulverized it with ultrasounds.
Yep.
And you don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Stop. Time out. They put you in the water and they electrify
the
water.
No, they pulverize. Don't electrify
the
water.
They
It's like shock waves.
Yeah, shock waves, and it goes through your body, and you don't feel anything. And it pulverizes it, breaks it into little pieces,
no,
then it can pass easy.
Gary.
So there are shock waves in the water, though.
Ultrasound.
Yeah. Anyway, if somebody wants to call in and see if you ever had one or know anybody who had one, if they want to give a suggestion what they would do, I certainly would appreciate it. My phone number here to call in. Blind and Beyond Radio Show is 407-894-1680. Sir, I want to appreciate anyone calling in and give me your opinion of what you would do if what I just told you. I feel fine. Everything's fine. Did I pass it? I think I did. Did I? Don't know. Sure, I felt like I did when I did it, but make a long story short, I'm seeing the doctor tomorrow, and I know he wants to operate. So, if anybody's out there wants to call in, and certainly would like to discuss it.
Did he say anything else as far as any other options go?
No,
though?
No other options.
He just says straight surgery.
That's it. That's his story.
I think he wants to make some money.
So, because I'm just curious, like, there's got to be another plan B. There's got
to
be a plan C.
The plan B is just letting it go, and then if your kidney's messed up, it's not his fault, because if you let something go like that, long term, you can ruin your kidney.
Then you'd be on dialysis.
Well, I don't know, but the point is, right now, I'm not in any pain whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
So then let me ask you this. You feel all
right
for now?
Right now, I feel rocking and rolling right now.
Okay.
I feel great right
Let's
now.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. So, Gary Sinclair.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I have to say that I've been doing very well. I jumped in a swimming pool yesterday, finally, on April 30th. It was 84 degrees,
wow.
And I said, I'm back into my pool again.
You know what he told me? He walks around the house totally naked.
Wait a minute.
Hope we don't leave the garage door. Don't leave the garage.
Are all the windows closed?
Michael's never heard of skinny dipping. You can do that if you got your own place and privacy fence.
I don't even have to ask my wife. She never
skinny
dipped.
Gary has a big fence.
I never skinny dipped.
Gary has a high fence.
I don't think I'm skinny enough.
Did you ever go skinny dipping, Chris?
I'm not skinny enough, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, back in the farmer days, the boys would just go down into after haying all day long, hot, and just jump in the pond, you know, cool off.
So we have a great show lined up today, other than skinny dipping and Michael's ailments.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, really.
Giving out all my information.
Just hope you stay around for the second hour. We're going to have the chairman of eSight call in and give us some more information about the eSight eyewear. And we have Donna W. Hill calling in. I don't know, some of you might remember Donna.
Oh,
she called into our other show several years ago, and she's an author and a songwriter and an advocate for the blind, and she wrote the novel Heart of Apple Hill Butter. Butter Hill.
I can't wait for my
trivia,
the first one. I can't wait for that one. That's one of my old-time songs.
What?
That's one of my songs that we're going to have.
Yeah,
trivia.
So we have a lot going on with the show. All right, so I think we'll be going to break in a minute.
Going to break?
Yeah, let's. You want to take a break
now?
Absolutely. Let's
go
to break.
Yeah, let's do it to it.
Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
See you on the other side.
The This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there. I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483.
That's right, and the phone number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 894-1680, area code 407. Call us. Maybe you got something to say outside. Maybe it's you don't realize the temperature here in, well, we are, it was like 97 today here in Florida. It's unbelievable. So what do you got to say?
Well, being at 97 degrees, it stayed hot, but I think it came about, what, 93 when I got in my car this afternoon?
Yeah.
And I put a egg on top of the car, and I just made me a nice little egg sandwich on my way.
That's why they do lunch in Florida.
So, do you have it on a biscuit or a muffin?
Well, I put it on some toast.
Oh, there you go.
Because the bread fried with it, so it was pretty amazing.
All right.
We going? We going?
No, we're still here.
No,
I got it.
I'm waiting
for that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. That's I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. I'm waiting. Got to get my juice flowing here. Come on now. That's it. Come on now.
Get my
That's it. Here, you got me. Oh yeah. Come on.
Oh. There you go.
Oh yeah. You got me.
He's dancing again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
She's so fine. Get off the table, Michael!
She's so fine. Oh yeah! She's so fine. He's so fine. Oh yeah! Come on now! She's really sweet. Come on now! Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah.
That's not trivia, and I hope you know who that's singing. But if you don't, I'll tell you the name right now because that's the famous Jackie Wilson.
All right.
Jackie Wilson. He was the man. Jackie Wilson.
Let's talk to Mr. Gary.
Now I'm ready to go with the show. I'm ready all juiced up here.
I've got to ask you all a question, Michael.
Cut him off,
what is today? What is today?
Today is May the 1st.
What do they call May the 1st?
You tell me.
May Day?
May Day.
Very good, but what is the definition of May Day?
Are you talking about May Day in the military or May Day?
My May Day is May Day, May Day, we're sinking.
Yeah, we're sinking. Yeah.
But I don't know what the definition, why they call it May Day. I don't know.
Well, in the old days, they used to have the kids go around a tree, attach streamers to a tree, and go around
the tree.
On May Day.
I just did something to get me going here.
We got a caller.
Yeah, we got Joe from Pompano Beach calling in. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Joe from Pompano Beach. How you doing, Joe?
Joe?
Hello, Joe. Okay, man, we lost Joe.
Let me find out.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
So what I just did, I need a little flowing music to make me get going. Because in my world, you should all have something to get that passion get going in your brain when you feel a little bit low. And I needed that Repetite or any other song that makes you feel great.
Okay. Michael, you want me to do my thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think we got Joe back on the phone.
Yeah, Joe's back. Joe is back. From Pompano Beach.
Joe, are you there? Joe?
Hello, Joe.
Joe, we don't hear you, Joe.
Yeah, we lost him again.
No, he's there. I'm Joe.
Joe, you have to say hello.
I hear him breathing.
Yeah, I hear him too.
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we've been waiting for you for the last an hour and a half, waiting.
Yeah, I was saying hello, 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 and no answer, so I'm glad I got through now. So I hope I'm glad you're feeling better, Michael, and I want to give you some advice. I'd say don't operate. If you're feeling good, monitor the situation. But don't do an operation.
That's your opinion, Joe.
Whatever it's worth.
Thank you, Joe. It's worth a lot.
Okay, your opinion. I trust your opinion, Joe.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
So I'd say don't operate. Monitor the situation a month or so, and if it goes back to normal, then don't. If it continues swollen, then you can seek other remedies. But an operation at this time, I just don't think it's advisable for you to do.
Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Dr. Joe.
All right, so you have a good show, and I'm glad you're feeling better and back in the host chair, back in the hot seat. All right, Mike.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, Michael, I want to get to my little topic, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
This is something for Chris to listen to a little bit, because it's going to involve you, Chris.
Okay.
All right.
He's got a homework assignment for you.
Yes, you're going to have a homework assignment, and you have to report back to Sheila next week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, jeez. He's going to grade you.
And this can be passed on to Glenn after I tell you what it's all about, because I'd like Glenn to try it, too.
Okay.
I want to tell you a little bit about blindness, being totally blind. When I wake up in the morning and you wake up in the morning, that's two different people waking up in different ways. When I wake up in the morning, you get up, you open your eyes, you look around, and then you get up out of bed, and you take a right.
You're asking what he does.
No, I'm
Why
just saying
what you do and what then I do, what he does.
What I do, too. Same thing. I've got to get up out of bed, and I've got to think. Where you just look, and you'll head to the bathroom, go get your medicines. I've got to think about my moves. Got to go to the right, got to shuffle a little to the left, got to go straight. I get down there, do my bathroom, whatever, get my pills. I got to then work my way out to the out my hallway, down through the living room, get to the kitchen, make my coffee.
I think we break even on that one, because when I wake up in my bed, I'm sitting there thinking if I want to get out the bed.
Well, so what my thing is, what I want you to do is I have brought a blindfold for you.
Okay.
And then you can pass it on to Glenn. He can try it, too, because I'm sure he'd like to test this out.
Okay.
What you need to do is when you wake up in the morning, I want you to get up, put that blindfold on immediately, then get out of bed and do your bathroom, whatever. Walk down to the kitchen, and I'm going to give you
Wait. Do one thing, too, Gary. I got to interject.
Okay.
In the morning, right, before you go to bed.
Okay.
Put everything we're going to use, your toothbrush and everything, by a place, because otherwise you're going to not remember where you put it in the morning.
Well, that you just took away the hardship.
No, you got to tell them the first test All right. is memory. That's the whole thing is memory. So the point is, when you're blind and you can't see, the first thing is memory. Where'd you do with it? Where'd you put the last thing that you need? So if you have your glasses, you have to put the glasses on or whatever. If you got to go to the bathroom, which way the bathroom is. You have to remember everything, which way is the bathroom, which way is the toothbrush
right.
and your sink, which way is the sink, which way is the toilet, which way is the toilet holder that holds the toilet paper.
Absolutely.
Everything you have to remember, because without that memory, you're going to have a problem right away because you won't remember anything.
Nope.
Is that right, Gary?
Absolutely.
Right.
But the hard thing, though, is one I'm going to give you that you're going to do. The memory ain't going to matter. I want you now to go and pour you a cup of coffee.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because Sheila was telling me, a friend of hers that said she could do it, and she tried it 3 times and gave up. She says, I can't do it. Pour a cup of coffee. Put my sugar in. Put my milk in. Whatever. So I'd like you to try that. Or anything else you would like to
try with
your blindfolds on,
okay,
that you could come back and report to Sheila on how your day was. But I got to let you know that at the end of my day compared to your day, I've had to think of every move that I did all day long, and you didn't have to. My brain, my mind is so much more tired at night than yours is, because everything that a person does sighted, 80% of people, what they see is you. You see that. 20%
is nothing.
You know,
Gary, I should tell the folks that don't remember, or some of the folks might not be around, when we first started another show.
Right.
Remember we had another show years ago?
Yes.
And how that's all that came to be in the first place.
Absolutely.
Now, Chris, you'd appreciate this. Lynn and I work for a radio station. Not here at WOKB. This was about, 6 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 5-6 years ago.
Well, the show started in 12.
Yeah.
12.
Okay.
April.
And what happened was, the remarks were the sighted folks that were in the studio, you know, look how long it takes him to do something, meaning me, that they can do something in like 2 minutes where it takes me like a half hour, because I had to figure out everything was, because, you know, it's like when you walk into a strange room, you don't know where nothing is,
right.
And you're blind, so you don't know where anything is.
Right.
So,
just let me clarify that. It wasn't the station owners that said that. It was a couple of the workers there.
Yeah, they fired them.
The people in...
In positions.
Position. And
producing.
They started ridiculing me and so forth, and the owner heard it and then fired both of them.
Yep.
They did. And then he asked me, he said, what can I do for you? And one thing I said, you know, we should have a show.
He actually called you a freak.
They actually called him stupid blind man.
He called him a freak because
he
was standing there looking in the mirror.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And
they got caught.
Yeah.
Who does that?
So that's kind of when we started the
idiotic
show.
Idiotic people.
These are board ops.
Yeah.
I'm serious. These were engineers, two of them. And the story is that they got fired by Carl. Carl fired them. And Carl at the time said to me, what can I do for you? What would you like? And I said, well, it's not just for me, but you know what? If this is the way sighted people are, there should be a show
to educate
people about blindness. So then one thing led to another, and he said, well, you get me some advertisers, you can have an hour show on our radio if you get me some advertisers. And that was the start of another radio show.
And I tell you, that hour show only lasted 2 weeks. Then we went into a two-hour show. And then we went up into a three-hour show.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
went crazy.
But to make a long story short, all started.
That just got my blood boiling.
Yeah, you know, it all started.
Well, you know how it happened. They left the audio on by mistake.
that's not the point, though.
Yeah.
It's just the mere fact you see somebody that's different than you. You don't go ridiculing them or judging them.
No,
you lend a helping hand.
Like the music
says, "Lean on me."
Yeah. Right.
When Gary's saying about, you should pour yourself a cup of coffee. That's very difficult for a blind person who just became blind. And you're talking about something. You put a handkerchief on you, and then you have to pour a cup of coffee.
Even
in
if
cup.
You put your finger in as a monitor, your finger's going to get burned as it's pouring in. So how are you going to do that?
It takes time to learn how to pour a cup of coffee.
And things aren't learned right away. It's like right here and right now. I've been to the studio. This is the second time I've been here. I I'm still a little learning the front door to the studio
yet.
Room. Yeah, before I, it won't take long before I'll be just boom, boom, boom. You won't even know I'm blind. But
see, Gary's lucky because Gary lives alone.
And I got nobody else to trip over and move my stuff on me.
Right, exactly. I was just going there. So wherever he puts his things, whatever it may be, he knows what everything is.
And I do have a cleaning lady once a month that comes and cleans, and she makes sure if she moved that salt and pepper, she puts that salt and pepper back. I mean, everything's in its place. So, and a lot of my friends have learned this, and they'd come, and they push your chairs in. That's one bad thing a lot of sighted people
and this,
don't
what
do.
This
push
radio show in. Is all about, not to talk over Gary, but that's what the Blind and Beyond radio show is all about.
That's what
we are the bridge between the sighted and the low vision, the visually impaired, and the blind community. That's why I say we are the bridge, because the sighted folks out there listening, listen to what we're talking about. Call in. Enjoy the show. What, Lynn?
We have a friend calling in from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Philadelphia.
Phil.
That's a long
Who's
time.
Who's calling in?
Bill.
Who's calling
Bill.
In?
Bill. From Philadelphia.
Bill. How you doing, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Bill.
Michael.
There's
Lynn.
Bill.
Gary, how you doing?
Doing good,
doing?
Bill.
How you doing?
It's Michael. It's so good to hear you back on the airwaves. You, Lynn, Gary, Sheila. We really miss you guys out here, and thank God you're back.
I'm glad
Michael,
you called.
I just want to tell you one thing, Michael. You are such an advocate for the blind community. You've got a lot of. Remember, we had a private conversation a couple weeks ago, and you said, "Bill, you're using Jewish words." I said, "You've got so much chutzpah."
He said, "It's good,
it's unbelievable," yeah. and you really do. God bless you.
Hey, Bill, pass the word up there in Philadelphia. I've been telling Michael, I said, "I want to hear some people from Philadelphia."
Yeah, what about Richard and all those people
Richard
that used to call in? Where are they?
Yeah, exactly. There was the one lady, I forgot her name.
Marilyn.
I'm sure they're out there. They'll be tuning in and calling up pretty soon, I'm sure.
Marilyn.
But I just want to call and touch base with you guys and say all the best. I'm listening. I haven't been listening the last couple of weeks. I've been trying to sell my house in New Jersey, and it's been such a heartache. But thank God. We're in contract, and we should be closing soon. So that's a good thing.
Good.
Okay, but again, good to hear you guys on the airways, and all the best. Okay,
thank you.
Sure. I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Keep calling in, Bill.
So nice to hear his voice.
Got it. Bye bye.
Nice to hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. There's one of our good callers from Philadelphia.
That makes me feel like at home again.
Break.
Doesn't it feel like home?
Listen, the phone number to call Blind and Beyond. And that means you sighted folks, please call in. I'm saying that
we're lonely sitting here. I don't want to just talk to Gary and Michael.
No, it's not just that. I want the sighted folks, because if you got any questions, call
or any
in.
Comments on what we've been talking about.
Because the difference is we like to talk and we like to learn about you. And you listen to us, we'll learn about you too.
Mary. Mary in Orlando. Call in again.
The phone
and
number
say hello.
Here to call in, 407-894-1680.
That's right.
Got it?
Got it.
Oh, listen. If you're going to go to our website, tell the website.
It's actually blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And everything about the show is there, and all about our membership. And there's, for the sighted people, there's a photo gallery. And for the non-sighted people, there's a lot of information, resources, and all kinds of things.
So going back to what Gary was saying with Chris, so that's a great idea, what you're saying, Gary. So let him blindfold, let him see what he learned, but you can't do too much the first time.
No, I just want to try a couple things, whatever he can think of, and then put down a sheet of paper so he can remind himself next week. Because Sheila's in charge next week. She's going to get you.
Are we going to break, or do we have time to take the call?
We can go. We can go to break, or if you can take the call if you want. It's Keith from Winter Garden. If you want to talk to Keith,
I want to talk to Keith from Winter Garden. Absolutely, want to talk.
Then we'll go to break.
All right, break.
Keith, how you doing? You there, Keith?
Yes.
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for calling in again.
I just want to let you know that I enjoy listening to your show every Sunday, and you know it blesses me to know that there's people out here that blind, and that you know people that are out there that can help them in their difficult time, but I just thank God that, you know, that y'all have this show. And it just inspired me, you know, just to be encouraged and be there for the blind.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Keith. Thank you so much for listening.
And did you get your Dunkin' Donut card in the mail?
I got one of them, just waiting on the next one.
All right. You you better win again, right?
Amen.
All right.
Let me ask you, I have a question for you, Keith, before you hang up. Have you learned anything about us, the blind community? Since I know you're sighted, have you learned anything about us blind folks?
Yes, I just learned that, you know, you have to be patient and, you know, be there to help. Because I learned in Bible study that we have to help, be a help to each other.
Well, Keith, you can join in with Chris and you can make up your own blindfold and try something.
He can volunteer sometime at the Lighthouse. Absolutely. If you ever want to volunteer, you could call the Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando.
Yeah, sometimes you could volunteer.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into some organization to help.
I'll tell you what, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind would gladly have you to come and join us, because sometimes we do functions and we need some sighted people to help us do what we have to do, the ones that are totally blind.
Do you have transportation, Keith?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. And I have your phone number, I think, from when you won. Okay.
All right, we'll talk.
All right, we'll talk
Keith,
again.
Thank you so much, Keith.
Thank
I appreciate
it. We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. And then when we come back from break, we got the one and only Miss Sheila on the hot seat.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299. We are back. Oh, yeah, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the fun, well, I can say fun. It's the teaching show. It's entertaining show.
And we're not stuffy.
It's the show for everyone to learn and have fun. That's what it's all about.
Right.
We're not trying to be stuffy. We're trying to tell it
as
it is.
Loose as a goose, we're trying to be.
That's right. Loose. I love that. Loose as a goose.
Right. We don't
want to
be
Blind and Beyond radio show. We are the bridge between the sighted and the low vision and the blind community. Right now we have on the line Sheila Young. Sheila, let's hear from Sheila Young. You're on the line.
Hello, Sheila.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Who is this?
It's Miss Sheila Young.
That voice is familiar.
From Orlando, Florida.
Michael, even though your wife did an awesome job last week, it is good to hear you back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
It is really good to hear you back. There was two things I wanted to say. One, next week I will be on the
That's
show.
That's right.
That's good.
So I hope everyone
Mother's Day.
Calls in with their mother stories.
Yep.
Also, Saturday is the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind meeting. If you plan to come, it is one of our pizza meetings, so you really need to let us know if you're going to come so we can make sure we have pizza. And, Chris, you're in for it because I'm going to be there next week, and I want to hear the stories about the blindfold.
There you go.
All right, so, I got you.
Should be interesting.
Yes. So, anyway, love you guys.
Love
See you next
too.
Week.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks for calling in, Sheila. That's Sheila Young from Orlando.
We're in for a
trivia time. Okay, the phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Play my trivia song.
The papers and the
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, you can play a little more.
Yeah, play a minute.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Daddy.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that duck fly with that broom. Get all that garbage outside. Or you don't go out Friday night. Daddy.
Okay, so who's singing that song? That's a famous song. That was a big, big song. Top 10 song. Back in the late 50s, big group.
Is that why you always sing it when I ask you to take the garbage out?
That's right. Take out the papers and the trash.
It does. He
Phone
does.
Number to call in is 407-894-1680.
I think I might want to use that song for my wife now.
407-894-1680.
Okay. Can Gary play his harmonica
Absolutely.
Now?
While
we have a treat for everybody.
We're waiting for... The winner, yep. who's going to get a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, Gary Sinclair, is going to play the harmonica.
Yay. We have some intro music here.
Well, I play a little bit of harmonica.
Whatever
and,
you do.
And it's like, actually, like when I go out and sit around a campfire, it's just off the head, top of the music, you know. It's, yeah. Or it'd be like at. Behind
play
the bar.
Ready.
Oh, no, it's like behind the bar.
Like behind the bars? Like you've been to jail before?
No, no, no. No. That's when the bar closes and I'm behind the bar. Playing the harmonica.
All right.
Was Gary Sinclair, and this still is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that was Mr. Sinclair playing his harmonica.
Yeah, sound all right?
That was great,
That
Gary.
Was very good. Very
Will you
good.
Play
so
a little bit more later?
Who taught you
sure,
how to, taught you how to play?
I'm self-taught. I play, and Sheila thought that I should bring in my bugle. I played horn in the drum and bugle corps. I used to be in drum and bugle corps, and I picked up the harmonica, and I just started playing. I'm self-taught.
Like I said on our Memorial
Did
Weekend
you
show.
Did when you were sighted or since you've been blind?
No, since I was sighted. I just picked it up and played.
We have a caller.
Well, you know, I think we got a winner on the phone.
Right. Oh,
yeah, this winner, he knows some stuff now.
This is a new caller.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. I just, ding, ding, ding. It just went into my head.
Who's on the line? Who's
on the joke. Line? Private joke.
Back.
Who is it?
It's the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's Glenn Allgood.
Hey, Glenn Allgood. Hey. How you doing, Glenn?
I'm good. I just wanted to welcome you back.
Thank you. I'm sorry I missed you last week.
on the radio again. I'll come on sometime. I'm coming back. I got to come back.
Are you up for my challenge, Glenn?
You know I got you. You know I got this. I want that Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Yakety yak, don't talk back. That's the platters.
Wrong!
Wrong!
That's the platters.
Wrong. Nope. Sorry. You didn't get it. That's not it.
Oh, you ruined his night.
Oh, my God.
I did?
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn, are you up for the challenge with the blindfolded Chris
Passenstein? Wait a minute. He's still digesting that. He didn't get the...
Gary, I'm going to be there with you guys.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, tell him he didn't get it.
No, Glenn, you didn't get this one, Glenn.
It's the platters. Michael knows it's the platters.
No,
it ain't the platters.
He went to the original. The
it
first.
Might be the dinner platters.
No, platters never did that song.
All right, you guys, you're sounding good.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Glenn.
All right, talk to you again. Call it again.
Now, there's a sighted listener who thought they knew the song, and that's a big song.
Just for those of you don't know, or if you do know, you listened last week, Glenn is the morning host for the Yolanda Adams Show on WOKB, 1680 AM.
Well, you know, now he's our morning show right now.
Huh?
He's our morning show right
morning
now.
Show.
He is the morning show.
He is the morning show. He's not hosting the Yolanda Adams?
Well, I mean, we have some technical difficulties, so right now, he's our morning show right now until we
How
get everything
impressive.
Situated.
And one other thing about Glenn, he's the magic Take man. That helps us do. He's the magic man that helps us do our commercials and puts them all together.
That's
for
right.
Us.
So, anyway, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll tell you right now, it was not the platters. And I'll tell you even why it wasn't the platters.
Why?
The platters always did beautiful. Chris, what kind of songs you want to talk? Love
very,
songs?
Yeah, they did.
Very
they,
harmonious.
Yeah, harmonizing love songs
right.
yes,
that,
right.
that
yes.
catered to their loved ones that they cared about.
And correct.
We had them in our booth in Las Vegas,
yes,
and they,
correct.
That's what
a different
they
type
did.
Of group completely.
Yeah. Yeah. They taught you how to treat a lady.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And what Platters also had was four guys and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Totally up to five. And the Coasters, they were five guys.
You just told the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Give them a bzzz.
You ain't getting no donut.
A bzzz.
Just leave Michael keep talking. He'll mess up.
I think that's what I gave him before helped.
People have not even heard it.
Talking,
yeah, they
Michael.
Heard it. Forget that one.
Not the way another one then.
So people are cursing now. Oh, I wanted to call in. I knew the answer. Oh, wow. That's funny.
Hey, look. Hey, Michael just going. He was in the zone, too. He had it all set up and ready to go.
Well, that's his baby, rock and roll. He knows. All right, so where are we at? So 7:48. Where are we at, Chris?
Yeah, we got tired because
well,
since he did the trivia, you want to take a you want to do another song?
Yes,
yeah.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Like what?
You ready for this one?
Okay,
right here. I think we did this one already.
No, don't do it already.
Well, you don't mean the second one that I sent? For
no,
later.
Not,
okay.
not that one. Not okay. that one. I got something all right,
good.
Totally
good, good. Play
different.
It, play
I gave you a list of songs
yeah,
a long time ago.
I got you.
Except we did that only a few weeks ago.
But nobody got it, remember?
They're not going to get it now. You think they're going to remember when they sang it?
How do you
I
know?
Told them
different
that.
People listening
well,
right. all the time.
We got a different crew.
Jeez.
I told them who sang it, and this was the white version, and they won't even know who that is. I told them, I explained to them why. You remember that? We had a whole dissertation between the two artists who do that song
uh-huh.
why, and why it was done.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yes, sir.
So you think we should let it play again? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, because nobody got it, and you know, let's see
He's
if they really
to help, Michael.
Let's see if they really remember.
Jeez. Let's see if they remember.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. See if they really remember, because I learned something new that night, so that's why it stuck with me.
Well, let's do it.
Okay,
do it.
I got somebody calling in. So
see.
Probably
I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal, her name's Sue.
Okay, let's see if you know this one. I'll just
wait. He's pointing his finger at us, Michael. I'm telling you that okay. He's got somebody.
You got some on the line?
Yeah, he's just taking their name. And hey, when you get a chance, check out our Facebook page and like the Facebook page, everybody. It's Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's it, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'd like to see you there. Make some post some comments about the show, things you'd like to hear on the show.
Oh, here we go. So anyway, make a long story short. Is somebody on the line?
Okay. Yeah. We got Craig right here from Orlando. Right. Craig, how you doing, Craig?
Oh, Craig.
Who is that?
Hey.
I know who it is.
Hey, Michael, this is Craig. Hi. Marquis, and Maddie is here with me.
Hello, Craig and Maddie.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Maddie.
How are you doing?
And I don't know if anybody really remembers that he made that song, but that's Pat Boone.
100% right. 100% right. That's Pat Boone.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Now you guys can share some donuts together.
Have we ever met? Right. Have we ever met Greg?
I think we met him at Gary's house.
Hey, listen, Greg. Craig was he was my Braille instructor, and one time he had me read a word. He says, "It said W-A-T-E-R," and I said, "Craig goes, yeah, you're right," and I goes, "He goes, what is that word?" I goes, "I don't know, W-A-T-E-R. I couldn't figure it out because I couldn't visualize it in my head of water.
Yeah, I understand that.
I read it.
My fingers are braille, but it didn't compute in my head.
Right.
That, yeah.
So, Craig, you just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Be sure and give your address, your complete address, your last name, and your phone number to Chris, okay?
And
congratulations.
And Craig does all do right. Braille at the lighthouse.
Say hi to Maddie.
Yep.
All right, Craig, hold on one moment for me, all right, Craig?
Hi, Maddie.
Okay. Stay on the line.
Hi, Maddie.
And give your address and phone number so we can
Maddie knows her
take care and send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Thank you. Keep on calling. Keep on listening.
Okay, I think we better go to break.
Are we going to go to break?
We have to get our sponsors in.
Okay, going to break. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond, the radio show.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
I
like that.
Welcome. Boom. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond the Radio Show. And we want those lines to light up. Call in and talk to us, please. This is your show. Don't forget that. We've always say that. This is your show. So call us in. Call in and talk to us and tell us what's on your mind. Lynn?
Yes, that's true. We got a few minutes until we go to the top of the hour, to the second hour. So stay tuned, everybody, and we're going to have a busy second hour, as I told you previously. We're going to have Abe Schwartz calling in from Eastside. He's the chairman of Eastside Eyewear. And we're going to have Donna W. Hill. We had her on our show years ago, and she's a wonderful woman. She's an author, a songwriter, and she's an advocate for the blind, and she's the author of Heart of Apple Butter Hill, the novel. And we're looking forward to talking to her. She's going to talk about that there's no easy solution. There's no perfect solution for retiring your guide dog. And I asked her to talk about that today. She feels very strongly about that topic. And as a dog lover, I've asked this question of some of our friends in the community several times. What's it like when you have to retire your guide dog? Where does the guide dog go? Do you keep it? Does somebody else adopt it? So I'm very curious to find out more information about that. Gary, you had a guide dog, right?
I've had three. Mm-hmm. First one, because of my marriage and breaking apart, I couldn't take the dog with me because I living in many different places till I could get on my own feet, and people wouldn't accept my dog, so I had to retire it to a farm. And my second dog I had until she died of cancer after 8 years. She was 10 years old when she died. She was a terrific dog.
And you had her for the 10 years?
Yeah. Well, she was 10 years old. Yeah, actually, when you receive the dog and go home with the dog, they're about two.
Oh, okay. That's right. They started two. That's right. I read
so
that.
So it's about two years old when they go home with you. Mm-hmm. So I had her at 8 years, and that was very hard. You know, you think about losing a pet. I mean, this is not a pet.
I don't want to think about it.
This is something that's with you 24 hours a day.
Right. It's an extension of you.
Yeah, it's an extension. I lost my arm, my leg, whatever, mm-hmm. but it's very tough. So, I know what it's all about. And then what's so good about the CNI school is they have a class that's they started the last time I was there. It was for a grievance class, which was really cool because the ones who came back to school for another dog and their dogs had died, you'd sit in the class and you'd talk about it and get it off your chest. And then you give up that dog, and now you're moving on to the next one.
Yeah. Donna's dog just died recently, Hunter, so I know she'll be talking about Hunter.
Yep.
Yeah, she had Hunter, I think, for 13
years. And
what's
really funny is when I went to go get my third dog, you know, I kept calling my new dog, my third dog, my old dog's name.
Really?
As soon as I grabbed that harness handle, that's hard to break. It takes about a couple of days.
What were the three dogs, their names, the three different dogs?
Yanni. Ginger. And Avery.
And the schools named the dogs, or did you?
I went to the CNI school in Morristown, New Jersey.
Right.
And they do, they named the puppies right at birth.
Were they black labs or golden labs?
My Labrador was a black lab, and then my shepherd was a black with a tan chest and dots over the ears. And I had my big boy, Avery, he was like Rin Tin Tin. He was about a 90-pound big head and a male, but I prefer females than I do. Males are more aggressive. They're more
hyper.
Yeah, and the females are more laid back a little bit. So I'm not going back for a dog. I'm too old.
I was just going to ask you, so why is it that you don't have a dog anymore?
Because now I'm older. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't get out. And what I do, I have friends that help me get around, you know, and I ride with them and go here and there. So I'd rather have a person go out there and get the dog that they need and not me taking it from them. So that's why. But, I miss sort of having one, but it's a challenge. It's a 24-hour day, 7 days a week, 365-day year. Dog with you,
right?
No matter where you go, the dog's with you. So sometimes you want to take a little bit of a break,
right? So Chris, can Gary take us out with harmonica to the top of the hour?
Yes, he can. I was just thinking that. Great minds think alike.
See that?
There you go. Very good, Gary. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. The second hour is on the other side, so stay tuned. Don't go away. And we'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.